This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580. Good afternoon, I'm Celeste Quinn. Listeners, I am about to tell you something that may surprise you. If you are within the sound of my voice in a metropolitan area of central Illinois or central Indiana, you may be living in one of the best places in the United States. In the latest edition of Cities Ranked and Rated, these five cities come in above number 52, and this is out of a list of 376 U.S. cities. Here we go. Number 23, Lafayette, Indiana. Number 29, Bloomington, Indiana. Number 33, Champaign, Urbana. Number 42, Bloomington Normal, Illinois. And number 51, Peoria, Pekin, Illinois. How about that? Indianapolis, number 79. Chicago, number 155. Joining me to talk about the rankings and why we've been rated relatively highly is Bert Sperling. He created Money Magazine's Best Places to Live list. He's also created several other lists, including Healthiest Cities for Women and Great College Towns. Bert and Peter Sander are responsible for compiling Cities Ranked and Rated. The guide is published by Fromers. Bert Sperling, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hi, Celeste. My pleasure entirely.
What makes a place the best place to live?
Well, we tried to look at a number of different things. We tried to break it down into 10 different categories, and the main categories, and there were about over 100 factors altogether. There's some studies out there where they basically, I think they ask around the newsroom, and they say, hey, where would you like to live? And then they publish that as the best places to live for them. But we try and take a more analytical approach and look at a lot of different things. So, yeah, it's a compilation of all these things and our own personal preferences as well.
Yeah. Now, once you've compiled the statistics, are you ever surprised to find places on the list of the best?
Absolutely. Sometimes on our list, we do find some real surprises. In this list that we did for the Cities Ranked and Rated book, we were surprised that not many large places came up.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta was the largest one in the top 10. Number one was Charlottesville, Virginia. And what we found overall, and the folks I think in Champaign, Urbana area will certainly bear this out, and other places, that college towns are great places to live, because they have a very stable economy. There's always something to do. Some people prefer college sports over the professional sports any day. And even seniors can go ahead and audit classes sometimes for free or at a very reduced rate. So they have a lot of desirability.
Yeah, we have museums. We have great mass transit. We have great performances, great performers coming through town.
Exactly. The lecture series that come through as well, there's never a lack for anything to do in a college town.
Yeah. The places I mentioned within our listening area, we've talked about their strengths. A number of them, I think all of them, with the exception of Peoria, all college towns, although Peoria has a university and a community college there as well.
Mm-hmm.
But now, what's the downside of living in a college town? What are the weaknesses of these five communities that I named?
Well, what you might find is that if it doesn't have a they're usually smaller towns overall. And unless, of course, it's a very big city like Chicago, and that gets that overshadows all else, the size of it. But often for people, perhaps medical facilities, for people who get older and they need something, if they don't have a teaching college or teaching medical school connected with the college, that can be a downside. Also, a very large metro area has a lot going for it as far as the some of the world-class museums and such that are available. For instance, Chicago is one of my very favorite towns. It's got such a neat fusion of East Coast and West Coast together. And, of course, you're not going to have that, but on the upside is you're close enough, you can easily go into Chicago for a great day trip and then go back to your home.
Yeah. Well, what is it about Chicago that puts it at number 155?
Well, basically, there are downsides because the cost of living is going to be a lot higher there. The economy is going to be more, well, larger cities have had a lot more of a struggle these days in our challenging economic times. College towns and state capitals have a really sort of a rock-solid foundation for places for people to go ahead and live. So I would say that's probably the main thing that Chicago, and also crime rate, of course, in Chicago is going to be fairly high as well.
Yeah. Well, I was pleased to see all these great communities in central Illinois and central Indiana, you know, scoring well on your list. However, for our wonderful community, Champaign-Urbana, you note that we get a high ranking because of a lack of any strong negatives.
I would go ahead and, you know, I would rethink that.
Okay.
I did go ahead and see that. And, you know, it's sort of like someone who's an MVP. They do everything well. I think it'd probably be better to go ahead and say that doing relatively well on everything and having no significant downsides is a better way than saying saying that lack of strong negatives.
So we're utility players.
There we go. That's right. And I think people probably agree with that.
Yeah. Do the rankings change much over in the short term, let's say over the course of a year or a decade?
Well, not so much in a year and not even so much in a decade. There are three things that can make a ranking change. And, you know, these studies come out all the time. We do studies like this all the time, and so do other people. Basically, three things. The first is the data can change. But basically, places like Rockford, Illinois, that are caught in an economic downturn, very tough to go ahead and dig out. And it does happen, but it takes a long time, a decade or more. The other thing that can change is the actual selection of the criteria. In other words, if we have new information that becomes available to us. And the third thing is the weighting of the criteria and how important things are. Back in the early 90s, the crime rates were very high, and people wanted a safe place to live. Then there was a large blip on the radar of school-aged children. It became very important to find the best schools. Right now, of course, it's the economy that is very challenging, and people want a place to go ahead and be able to find a job. And so that's why we go ahead and tend to change the weightings of which criteria are important based on what people are telling us.
Okay. So you've got your ear to the ground, so to speak.
Absolutely. We get a lot of feedback from folks like yourselves, from reporters, from people that call and email us what their opinions about where they live.
Yeah. Right at the outset of the guide, Cities Ranked and Rated, you ask us to lend a hand here, to share our observations. And I thought it was curious for Champaign-Urbana and for other cities, you list the number of things like outlet malls and discount clubs, that kind of thing. And one of the in this category, one of the businesses is Starbucks.
I knew you were going to say that. Well, that was sort of that wasn't a serious thing,
and
some people have gotten a little tweaked because they felt like that was part of our criteria. It wasn't part of our criteria, and we didn't say whether that's a positive or negative. I like to joke and say that you can. Some people there's a line at Starbucks, and you can pick which line you want to be in—the one at the cash register or the one outside at the picket.
Right.
And basically, the reason I included that in there was, I think it says something about a place when that first Starbucks goes in. You reach a certain sort of, status of some sort, either good or bad. But when you think about it, all of these stores, let's say like a Walmart, a Kmart, a Target, a Sam's Club, Costco, IKEA, whatever like that, what they do is they do a lot of research as to, does this town, does this area fit our criteria? Are our kind of customers living in this place? And if it does, then basically you can turn that around and say wherever there are IKEA stores, then there are a lot of, say, hip, upwardly mobile young folks that want to buy inexpensive Scandinavian furniture.
Mm. Well, in our community, there are several hip, very nice coffee shops, many of them, if not all of them, locally owned. So let's put that issue aside. But, you know, soon in our metropolitan area, we will have four Walmarts. And if you drive, I think then if you, that's it. Yeah, four within the county, let's say. And what does that say about us?
It probably says that, let's see, you could go ahead and say, what is the kind of Walmart, what is a Walmart customer? And the Walmart customer is someone who appreciates value, who is not particularly concerned with cutting-edge style, and that sort of thing. So that might be more of the kind of people that live in the Champaign area.
Mm, back to that utility player thing.
Exactly.
Cities ranked and rated, certainly a jumping-off point for folks investigating the strengths and weaknesses of various cities for relocation in particular. But where would you go from there? You've lived in many places. Where would you go from there?
Oh, boy. I guess if I was a it depends on what stage of life you are. And so let's say I'm a young person that's going to start a career. Depending on the kind of career that you have, but if you're in, say, journalism, if you're in PR, advertising, something like that, you've got to make your way to one of the major metro areas like Chicago, New York, Atlanta, and perhaps San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And it'll be a struggle, of course, to make ends meet, but that's a great place to build up a bunch of career contacts and find out where to go from there.
Yeah. So it depends where you are in life, whether you're looking for that first big break, whether you've got a family to think about raising, or whether you're just thinking about where you're going to retire.
Absolutely. Like retiring Fayetteville, Arkansas, is turning out to be a really wonderful place, very affordable, wonderful climate, and becoming more sophisticated than you might think.
Mm. Bert, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
It's my pleasure, Celeste.
Bert Sperling has been my guest in this portion of the Afternoon Magazine. He created Money Magazine's Best Places to Live list. He's also created several other lists, including Healthiest Cities for Women and Great College Towns. Bert and Peter Sander are responsible for compiling Cities Ranked and Rated. The guide is published by Frommer's. It ranks and rates 376 metropolitan areas in the U.S. and 27 in Canada.